John Fischel, welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
There's a lot of activity at the soon-to-be Purdue University Fort Wayne, and your own music department is certainly in that spotlight. So let's start with BASIC, New School of Music. What might this mean as you develop this?
We are going to become the Purdue School of Music. We'll be the only music department in the Purdue system, which is really great for us. And, you know, I hope that we're able to meet the challenge of that. So new degrees, I'm involved with a couple of new degree proposals, and we also have an existing degree that we run as well. So the new proposals are interesting in that we have one degree program that is primarily dealing in popular music, and it has some concentrations, one in songwriting and one in music recording and production. And the other new degree program will be a Bachelor of Science of Music Industry Studies. And we're having those students do a business minor as well as some music courses. And then we have them doing some specific music industry business kinds of courses, none of which we offer right now.
All things music technology as well as making it, definitely trending right now. So you're anticipating even more growth, of course, and no shortage in people that want to come and join your program.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. You know, music technology is an important part, but it is a part of what we're doing in the popular music degree program and even in the music industry studies degree program. So we're really excited about that. We want to explore other areas in addition to music technology.
That's a great point. And as you just said, this is the only school of music for Purdue. So are you anticipating more out of town and out of state students once this is out there and being advertised?
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, we're going to have to look nationally and internationally for our students. It won't be regional in terms of our reach.
Okay. So logistically and spatially, what will this mean for the department?
Well, we can speak about space needs right now. We have outgrown our building.
You have none.
We have percussionists practicing out in the hallway, no room for classes and classrooms that just aren't big enough. Just, you know, all the things that really happen to a successful music program. One of the exciting things about designating us as a school is that we really are expected to grow, and not only grow, but attract better students, more accomplished students on the way in, so that we can do even more with them in terms of their guidance while we have them. That's where we're headed. So I think the bar will be raised in terms of our admissions. And because of that, the bar will be raised in terms of our requirements. And we're going to hopefully graduate more and better students. And yeah, along with that is probably going to mean we grow our faculty as well.
Great. And can you anticipate the growth that this is going to mean for the school?
In my area, we're going to be expected to grow in a manner of hundreds of percents. My area is in the popular music area, and within that, the music technology area, of course, the music industry studies area. And, you know, we're modeling ourselves after a number of successful schools.
Okay.
And their growth, once they started offering these kinds of programs, was astronomical. We're hoping if we do everything right, that we get the same kind of growth.
And good luck on that, of course, too. Now, the school has received two $1 million chunks of cash specifically to develop the School of Music. How are you hoping to spend that? Where?
You know, it's so funny because $2 million is so outrageously much money. And at the same time, you snap your fingers and it's just out the window. You know, operating a school of music, operating anything at a university is quite expensive. Music departments are expensive. And I think in terms of spending that money, our chair and our dean and our chancellor will ultimately decide. You know, they want to make sure every dollar spent gives us the potential to bring more and better students in the door.
It could be equipment, it can be sources and resources and staff.
Right. And all those things are in play. All those things, I think, are on the minds of everyone.
I understand that the decisions are going to be made wisely and well by a group of people, but what kind of a weight of responsibility is there just to make sure you do the right thing and that you can make things grow the best they can?
I would imagine it's a lot of responsibility, and I don't have a lot of experience in spending $2 million myself. I wish I did. No, we need to do things the right way, in the responsible way, and make sure that we get the very most we can out of that money. And I'm sure we will. In terms of the idea of it being daunting, yeah, certainly. I know sometimes our chair is asked at 3:30 p.m., oh yeah, by 6 p.m. we're going to need a proposal on $500,000. And he's got, you know, 50 other things to do in that time. And things like that do come up, you know, oh, woe is us. We have to spend $500,000, I guess. And there are a lot of people involved. There are a lot of places that need help and need support in our department, soon to be a school. And we may not be able to address them all, but I can tell you for sure that we're going to go as far as we absolutely can with that level of funding.
And make it count. Yeah. Good for you. Now, okay, you started your third year as music tech director back in August. How did those first 2 years prepare you for this one?
Right. It's been kind of a steep, not a learning curve, but as we go, just more and more and more responsibility and things I'm being asked to do, which is great and fun, and I really appreciate the trust. And I guess if I'm being honest, you know, I've been preparing for this job probably 25 years in higher education. I've seen a lot of schools, a lot of very successful schools, and how they did things and what their focus was and how they deal with recruitment and enrollment and technology and implementing all of that. You know, I'm happy to do the work and I hope that I'm a good fit.
It seems like you are. I hear that you are. And also, it seems like you can bounce back or bounce forward or however we want to call it, so that whatever new challenge is put in front of you, be it a curriculum or a whole new school thing or you name it, you're going to go with that and also keep your students priority. And isn't that the most important part of this whole process?
Well, yes, of course. And in order to guide our students as best we can, we want to be healthy. And I mean that in physical health, mental health, mm-hmm. and departmental mm-hmm. health and administrative health. And,
yeah.
you know, we want to do everything as much as we can the right way and model that behavior for our students. Of course, we want to directly help them. You know, we have a number of full-time faculty in the School of Music in a variety of different areas, and they're all super smart. And they're moving ahead, too. It's all for one. And that one is our students.
That's a great place to be. Now, I do have to ask, did you ever dream you'd be in this exact position when you took the job?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I never thought I would be in this position, you know, to sort of point students in the right.
Right.
Or,
the right place
or in
the
their
right
direction,
time.
Not even the right direction, to just point them in the way they would like to go. And that's what I'm about.
And in the meantime, what's your secret to making it work?
Okay. I wish I had the secret. I don't know exactly what works all the time. I know what motivates me when I wake up in the morning is just, I really just want to make a great song. I want to make a great piece of music, and I want to feel that euphoric feeling that comes with that. And I know our students have that same drive and desire.
If you're doing your job, I bet they do. But seriously, that's your approach to life. I think that you're telling me true there.
It is. I approach everything in my life the same way. What can I do with whatever it is I'm doing so I can get back to writing my song, you know, or recording my song?
It becomes your song, yes.
Yeah.
I got it. Good for you. Now, I am curious. You've got quite an exciting and adventuresome road ahead of you with all of this development. This kind of responsibility and potential, what's it feel like?
It's a good feeling. It's a strong feeling. It's a powerful feeling. It's overwhelming, certainly, but maybe positive is the best word.
Fair enough.
And there are times, because I'm an area of one, I am the only faculty member who does what I do in the department. So sometimes there's a bit of responsibility there that I feel, a bit of pressure. But, you know, it makes committee meetings great. I ask myself, do we approve these thoughts and minutes? And usually I tell myself yes.
I know there's a lot of attention pouring down on the campus now, good and bad, just a lot of it. Can you put all that aside while you're trying to, well, just do your job?
Like you say, there's good attention and bad attention, and sometimes even bad attention is there to spotlight something that needs fixed or changed or a different thought pattern or something. And I kind of liken it to good and bad music reviews of your music. You know, you want to listen and respond. And at the same time, you want to forge ahead with your thoughts and with your ideas. And, you know, there's a balance to all of that, I think.
So this might be a really crazy question. Do you have any time? I mean, can you even make any time to spend on your own musical pursuits these days?
Yeah, it's tough. It is tough. There are a few things I'm doing. I'm in the middle of a record with Saxophone Summit featuring David Liebman, Joe Lovano, Billy Hart, some really great, well-known jazz musicians. So I'm doing that. I'm working directly with a student country music ensemble as well. And, you know, I have my own music that sometimes I get to as best I can. But right now, outside of the university, my focus is on the Saxophone Summit record.
That's very exciting, and you've got a promise that you'll keep us posted on that. Also, I know things are happening faster than you can even think about, let alone talk about, so I do look forward to getting you back into the studio soon for an update. In the meantime, though, speaking from your heart and for your music students, present and future, of course, what is the most satisfying thing about this whole new and wild journey that you're on?
I think the most satisfying part is that I know that we are going to have greater capacity to help the students we have and to help the students we're going to get. For those students who are graduating right now or recently or in the past, this is one of those situations where as we move forward and move ahead and get bigger and stronger and faster, their degree is simply going to be worth more. And I know that when we get done with this over the next 6 years, you're going to see monumental change, positive change, and stronger change, and you will see growth.
John Fischel is Director of Music Technology at IPFW, soon to be Purdue University, Fort Wayne. John, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us today, and keep on making that music.
Thank you so much for having me.